Good morning, Boker Tov. Please help yourself to some coffee and donuts. Big thank you to our series sponsor, Jeffrey Gelb, in memory of Mishlom and David Shendel, Baz David, Avner ben Avram, HaKoin, our 10 minutes of meaning of Mesilas Yishar. And please also join our one-on-one campaign, $1 a day of giving, 1 minute a day of learning in the merit of Esti Moskowitz. She and all those who are ill should have a speedy and complete refuah shlema. You can go online to brsonline.org/ the number one, A-N-D, number one, one and one, brsonline.org/1and1. We are in the home stretch of the 19th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. We are on the Midah of Chasidus. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, has been teaching us how to live a life of piety and righteousness, to go above and beyond, to not be satisfied with good, but to always in our lives strive for great. We've divided it into several areas. And lastly was kinna, the notion of feeling the pain of Hashem, standing up to have Hashem's back, being offended on Hashem's behalf. We would never stand idly by passively while a friend was cursed or bullied or pushed around. And similarly, somebody who truly loves God, who loves Hashem, who loves His values, His principles, who understands Hashem's mission here in this world, would not stand idly by and allow Hashem's name or His vision or values to be distorted, to be misrepresented, but we would stand up, we would step up, and we would have His back. V'nei be'arinu adheina chasidus, Ramchal concludes, he says, until now we have defined the aspects of chasidus, mashatoloi b'maisa u'ba'uvan asiyo. We've been talking about the world of action, of behavior. What does it mean to behave, to do, to live as a chasid? Chasid is not about what you wear, it's about what you do. U'navar ata toli b'kavana. Now we move over from the world of actions, of behavior, to the world of intent. Intent matters. Mindfulness matters. What we think about and what we're trying to achieve, it matters. The Ramchal says we've already addressed this a little bit when we spoke about the notion of doing things lishma, of trying to not only do the right things, but do them for the right reason. Doing the right things for the wrong reason is not easy, but it may still be doing the right thing, but it's for the wrong reason. How do we push ourselves and how are we motivated? How do we have the drive to not only do the right things, but to do them for the right reason? The Ramchal is now going to define, what does it mean lishma? What does it mean to do things with the right reason, for the right intent, for the right motivation? You could divide it into two separate definitions. Number one, you want to have a seat at the table among the righteous. The reason you're doing it is to be counted among those who do the right thing. For the reward in the world to come, you want to have good seats, front row. In the world to come, you want to be in a box together with the gedolim and tzaddikim, with the righteous and with the pious. So we're going to live our most virtuous, best selves here in this world. Why? Because if that's what God wants, I want to reap the reward and the benefit. I want to yield the closeness with Hashem in the world to come. That'll be the result of living the right life for the right reasons here. And if that's what drives or motivates a person wakes up every day and says, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to behave the right way. I'm going to have the right thoughts. And why? Why am I doing that? Because that's the payoff. Because in the world to come, I want to be among those who were counted as doing the right thing. I want to be righteous. I want to be listed and counted among the righteous. I want the benefits of being among the righteous. The Ramchal says, it's hard to criticize somebody who's doing the right things and doing it for that reason. That's a lishma, at least, of, if that's what God wants, I want to do what God wants, because that will bring me the reward or the benefit from God. However, it's hard to say that's the highest level. Because if in the end of the day, your motivation or drive, the reason you do the right thing is because you think the right thing will then happen to you, so what ultimately is motivating you? What's at the core, what's at the center of your choices, of your behavior, of your actions? You. You want the reward, you want the benefit, you want the positive consequence. So the reason you're doing the right thing is to have the right outcome. So really, are you doing it for God? Are you doing it for Hashem? Are you doing it to advance His vision, His values, what He wants from you, His mission for you in this world? No. What's the motivating factor? Ultimately, what's driving? You. So on the one hand, that's certainly a higher level than not doing it at all, not davening, not making brachas, not giving tzedakah, not volunteering for chesed. At least one is going through the motions of doing the right things. If you freeze the frame, if you take a picture, a snapshot of that life, you see, wow, there's someone who's learning and davening, giving tzedakah, volunteering chesed, being careful not to speak lashon hara. Wow, that person is doing the right things. But why are they doing the right things? And the Rebbe used to describe, you know, you draw a circle, and the points around the circle are all the actions, activities, behaviors. The circle represents our life, and the points on the circle are how we fill our life, what we're doing with our life. So you could have the points on the circle. You started the day with Rabbi Sugarman's Daf Yomi. Now Mesilas Yesharim. Then you're going to Living with Emunah. Then you're going to volunteer for Chesed. Then you're going to give Tzedakah. Then you're going... Imagine your life is filled. All the points around the circle are all the right points, the right things. But the question is, those are like spokes on a wheel that trace back to the center of the circle. And the question is, what's at the center of the circle of your life? Is it you or is it Hashem? What's the driver? What is the center of that circle? What's made it motivating all the spokes of that wheel, all the points around that circle? Why? Why does one wake up and make it early to shul and daven with kavana and show loving kindness? Why is one selfless and gracious and good? Why is one doing all the right things and the right behaviors? Because it makes me feel good? Because I will get the payday of the reward in the next world or even begin to reap it in this world? Are we at the center of that circle? Is it all about how we feel and our high and our feeling positive and positive self-esteem? Or is the Ribbono Shel'Olam, is the Almighty at the center of that circle? Is there the notion that there's someone bigger and greater? Are we surrendering and submitting to Him and to His will? Are we driven by a mission of transforming this world in His image, of having everybody know His name, of getting to a time and a place where everyone will live their life in service of Him? You could be doing all the right things around that circle. And again, as the Ramchal just said, it's hard to criticize such a person. It's hard to criticize such a schedule or such a day. Somebody who's living life doing all those right things around the circle, even if it's the wrong person at the center of the circle, it's hard to be critical. That's an incredible level. It's a level we should strive for and be proud of if we're there. But it's not the highest. It's not the purest. What's the highest and the purest? Acha kavana. The true intent of chassidim, of the righteous, of the truly pious, that they work hard and toil in order to achieve. Why am I here and what is my life about? What is my mission and how do I measure success? Is how much I can grow allegiance and loyalty, how much I can advance Hashem's name and His mission in this world. Nekadesha Shemcha Ba'olam, that I'm here to sanctify God's name. That is the measure of success. Not the car or the house, not how many dollars are in the bank, not how many friends or followers I have online, but my mission and my life success is defined by how much I bring people close to Hashem, how much we improve the values and the definitions and the policies of this world to be consistent and conform with what Hashem wants. L'man asher kvodo shel ha'adon baruch hu, that the honor of God yigdal v'yirbeh, will grow larger and go greater. You know, there are people who have a brand loyalty. We all know people like that. They have tremendous brand loyalty. There are people who walk around and all the swag and all the merch and everything they wear, they're wearing a brand. For some it's a sports brand. For some it's a corporate brand. For some it's an entertainment brand. We all know people like that. Everyone knows they love that singer. They're always quoting those songs. They're always listening to their music. Everyone knows they love that team. They know every player. They know the history. Everything they wear has that logo. For others, it's corporate. Everyone knows they love Diet Coke. They drink Diet Coke. There's always a Diet Coke. There's always a Mountain Dew in their hand. That's their brand. Says the Ramchal, the highest level of living life is that our brand is Hashem. That's our brand. That's our brand. Whether literally it's the swag that we wear, I don't know what Hashem's logo looks like, but it's a swag that we wear, or it's how we live our lives. I mean, I do know the swag that Hashem wants us to wear for a man, or a yarmulke and tzitzis, for a woman is to dress in a way that, to live in a way, and to draw attention to the fact that we're advancing yigdal v'yirbe. My mission, my mandate in life is to grow and advance Hashem's name. That's it. Why does a person wear the logo of the sports team or the entertainer or the corporation? Because they love it and they want everyone else to love it too. Everyone should vote. Everyone should root for the Yankees. That's Hashem's team. Everybody. That's part of our mission. If you want to be Yigdal V'ir B'Hashem. Everybody. Why do you want everyone to listen to that music or to love that singer? Because you love that music. You love that singer. You want everyone to. So how do we show that we love Hashem? Because we want everyone to have a piece of Hashem, to listen to Hashem, to follow Hashem, to advance Hashem, to promote Hashem. So that's really what Ramchal is telling us. That's the highest level, and that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Are we devoting our lives to the brand of Hashem? Is that his brand? Some have a Tesla. Everyone should drive it. That's my brand. What's our brand? Is our brand something physical and material? Is our brand something of this world? Or is our brand Hashem? That's his or her brand. That's how they're known. That's what their life is dedicated to. That's what they want everyone to be part of. Because we love Hashem so much, we can't imagine everyone not loving him with us. Pick up with this in Mirtz Hashem next time. 8:45, Living with Emunah. Tonight, 9 p.m., we go behind the Bima with the great Rabbi Wein. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.